You are now listening to Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Here are your hosts, Hayden Chase Kuzma and Benjamin King.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. Stoked to be on today and talking to you all about a really interesting topic with AWS certifications. My name is Hayden Chase Kuzma. I'm an enterprise account manager here at AWS. I've been at AWS just under 4 years if you've been listening to us for that long. And I'm joined with my wonderful counterpart, Ben King. Ben, how are you, my friend?
Hey, doing pretty good. Super excited about this topic as well. I know a lot of folks are looking at how do I keep building upon my cloud skills. So I think it's going to be a really good episode. When it comes to, you know, how do we navigate the AWS certifications? Which one is the best fit for me? And more importantly, we do have a guest speaker, Sri Pillay, who is going to share the best tips and tricks to, you know, my biggest concern is passing the test. So we are bringing on some of the best experts when it comes to AWS certifications, and I'm very excited to jump in.
Yes, sir. And Ben, you just got back from Mexico. How was that trip? You had an offsite, is that correct?
Yes, it was a company-wide offsite, and it's always nice. The fun thing of we all work remote and virtual, and finally we were all in the same room meeting each other in person, right? So it was really fun just to connect with the Avahi team and learn a bit more about folks and kind of step out of the work mode a little bit and just have a good time, So it was a lot of good vibes, beautiful beach in Cancun, and a lot of great items to take away. Very excited about where Avahi's going. So
awesome. That's great to hear. And Ben, got to ask it. What are you drinking today? It's a Friday morning. So what do you got?
I am in catch up mode. So a little bit of caffeine. I've also been trying to get my steps in. So nice. This episode is brought to you by Ghost Energy.
Let's go.
I do have the orange and cream one, right? So it's really good. Yeah, get the caffeine going. How about yourself, Hayden?
Nice. I'm heading into lunch hour after this recording, so I'm having a polar seltzer right now, lemon flavored, something casual before I rip a DC here at lunchtime and have a Diet Coke. So looking forward to it. So Ben, you highlighted a little bit, mentioned Sri jumping on. We mentioned certifications. I'd love to just go over a little bit of what we'll discuss today in detail. So we're going to start off with going through some of the levels of certifications you can expect from AWS, what that looks like, and then we'll get into some of the benefits of getting these certifications. How does this set you apart, maybe at your company, in your industry, or just as someone seeking employment? This is a good way to kind of raise a hand and say, I know what I'm talking about, and here's this accolade saying why. And then lastly, we'll share some tips for passing these certifications. Ben, I know you and I have taken a couple of these. By no means are we experts, but I think we can share some of the things that got guys like you and I pass this exam and hopefully folks can take away. And then we'll jump into our discussion with Sri. You know, she'll share a little bit from her side from a solutions architect perspective, kind of lift the curtain back of how she prepares for these exams. And then we'll wrap up just highlighting some key points that we discussed, Ben, and some immediate action items for the listeners. So let's start off, Ben. Can you kind of walk us through what to expect from an AWS certification level? If I'm coming in not knowing what to expect, what are the different levels out there for us?
Yeah, the exciting part about this is that the different levels essentially build on each other. So it does start with the foundational level. Mainly, you're going to hear a lot about AWS Cloud Practitioner, right? Mm-hmm. A new exam, the AI Practitioner as well. These are going to be for the folks who are very new to the AWS Cloud, right? I want to understand the main services, how they interact together, and really come out of that with, I understand, a high-level overview of AWS. We start building on those skills when it comes to the associate exams. We have the solution architect exam, the developer, and then the SysOps associate exam. These are going to be for folks who have, experience working in the cloud. They want to, get more in a deeper understanding of, from my expertise, what is it that I could do, right? Whether you're, a SysOps administrator or an AWS solutions architect. Now we get into the very challenging exams where, the height of it is going to be those professional level exams. These certifications, most of the time, folks have years of experience working within AWS. You know, there's a solution architect, professional, DevOps engineer, professional exam. And then last but not least, we have specialty exams. This is going to be for the niche items that, you know, hey, this is important to my role, such as like, I'm a AI engineer and I want to do the machine learning specialty, or, you know, I'm a SysOp administrator and I want to work and get the security specialty exam, right? But yep. The great thing is that they all build on top of each other to really showcase your AWS expertise.
Yeah, and I think when I came into AWS, the first thing I got was that foundational layer, and that's the cloud practitioner, because I think that it instills a layer of confidence when approaching something like the cloud, and especially AWS when you have hundreds of services to deal with and starting to get your bearings on some of those fundamental EC2, S3, some of our data store, you know, getting that confidence and understanding what these are. And the way I break it down is after I got my CP, my cloud practitioner, that's when I got into my associate exams, I'm going to call it the ASA, the solutions architect exam, because it's taking those fundamentals and applying them to scenario-based questions where you can really start to put your learnings of these services to the test. So Ben, you did a really good job in walking through each of these. I'm really interested in the specialty exams. What are you seeing in the specialty category that is really taken, I'm going to say, the industry by storm? Where are a lot of people spending their time with these specialty exams? What topics are most relevant that maybe our listeners can take a look at?
Yeah, the exciting part, you know, a good way to summarize it is there's something for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, it's very good to determine here's the career path that I would like to, you know, really show this expertise. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest ones I would say is always front of mind for every organization is the security specialty. You know, understanding the ins and outs of the proper way to set up, you know, different cloud environments to ensure that it is secure is going to be one of the most important specialty exams. I feel like one could showcase, you know, those skills to their employers, bring that knowledge to their organization. There's a lot of different items when it comes to AI and machine learning that, you know, it's an exciting new space, and AWS is doing so much in that space. And so some of those, you know, specialty exams and courses are very important for a lot of folks as well.
I agree.
Now, Hayden,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I'm kind of curious, you know, let's say I'm somebody that's looking to get started when it comes to these AWS certifications. You know, I'm curious to see your point of view. What is the value that I would get, you know, as an employee showcasing these AWS certifications?
Yeah, I think that's a main driver for a lot of folks. And you might have a different motivation depending on the exam you're taking. I know myself, my biggest driver was I wanted to prove that I can speak this language. I'm sure our listeners who are in the tech industry know that we have a lot of abbreviations and nomenclatures that you might not understand from an outsider looking in. So having these exams and building that confidence, I think from a conversation perspective, allows you to dive deep into customer problems, maybe internal hurdles you're trying to accomplish. So that's one thing I had. So it was internal motivation to better understand the industry. What else can work for you here is it can demonstrate your expertise to employers and clients, right? So I think I personally have my little emblem on the bottom of all my emails that say I'm solutions architect certified and cloud practitioner certified. So folks know they're coming into that call with the expectation I can at least conversate about a good amount of our services as well as put them to specific use cases and scenarios. I'm constantly learning, and by no means I'm an expert. I definitely rely heavily on my technical counterpart on these calls, but having that understanding from a customer perspective and from an employer perspective that that's the level that I'm at right now, I think earns trust in those conversations. A couple other ones, you know, obviously it'll open up for job opportunities. I don't know if it's still a requirement here, but it was a requirement to get your CP and ASA prior to joining AWS. So just from an AWS lens, that was something that was mandatory and expected. They might have dropped that now, I'm unsure, but you know, that opens you up when you have those two and you're applying to a job. That looks pretty good. It shows determination and you put your mind to get these accomplishments. And then lastly, would just be earning potential. You know, I think folks are compensated accordingly depending on how much of that internal investment they make towards their learning. So those are some benefits that are top of mind for me. Ben, any that I'm missing or that you think you want to double tap on there?
I would say you hit it right on the dot, right? And I think it's important. I know a lot of our listeners, just the feedback we're getting, a lot of folks who, you know, are starting a career within the cloud space, or even those who like have been working with AWS for a few years now. The question that I get that comes up pretty often is like, what can I do to progress my career? Right. So I love that point you made about opening doors to new opportunities, you know, increasing earning potential. You know, earning these AWS certifications definitely does that. And so that's a huge value add. I definitely wanted to reiterate.
Yeah, for sure.
Perfect. Now, Hayden, as you know, I am a horrible test taker. I'm curious to get your thoughts. For those who are preparing for the exam, where do you start? How do you go about it? You know, from your perspective, what do you think is the best way to do it?
Yeah, I think that's a huge piece. I think something you have to understand when going into it is that AWS exams are meant to be somewhat difficult, right? So that this isn't public information, but it's reported that it's around 65 to 75% pass rate. So they're difficult to take, but I think with the necessary steps and build up and training, you shouldn't have any problem doing so. So something I used personally, and this is not sponsored or anything, but we definitely leveraged Udemy. We leveraged A Cloud Guru to take these courses and do these hands-on training to build up that confidence prior to the exam. You know, I'm shooting to get 80s, 90s on these exams. So when I sit down for the real thing, I could crush and blow it out of the water. So they do a really good job of walking you through and holding your hand through these learnings. And that's something that resonated with me. We obviously have our training resources on AWS's website, so you can browse that selection of white papers, use cases, docs to just understand and better build up your knowledge when going into these exams. I'm really a hands-on person, so when I'm reading about services such as EBS, EC2, things like that, I like to see how customers are using this. So I'll search up use cases and read that and kind of click two and two together in my mind. Ben, what else do you think, you know, our listeners can leverage to get that boat of confidence, I'm going to call, when taking these exams?
Yeah, you know, personally, I want to reiterate, like, courses on Udemy, A Cloud Guru helped me out so much. You know, kind of like you were saying, when it comes to understanding how the different services interact with each other is super important. And I love that there's a lot of like sandbox environments, tutorials on AWS on how to set this up or that, right? But one of the items that helped me out the most is, you know, just looking at different architecture diagrams, understanding, okay, for this use case, this is how the best practice to leverage the different services together. Understanding, you know, like how those services interact really helped me get an understanding. Last but not least, the practice exams, you know, that really helped me get into the zone of, hey, this is going to be a test, and kind of getting into that mindset really helped me out quite a bit, you know, leading up to the actual day that I took the exam.
Yeah, I want to plug one or two more. And these are kind of, if I had to share the secret sauce after being at AWS for almost 4 years. Ways that I think you can get that step ahead is a lot of our services have a free tier, right? So you can log on your AWS account and experiment with these services completely for free. And this will give you, like Ben mentioned, that hands-on experience. So play around, look up some of these services and use that to your advantage, because I do believe that's underutilized. It's something I did not do that, looking back, is I would probably do in the future. Two other ones I'd say, so I'm giving you three here. With reInvent just around the corner here for AWS, if you haven't already, please reserve your spot, get a ticket. This is going to be an awesome action-packed event, and I highly stress everybody to attend. But in the reInvent note, I would take a look back on the recorded sessions from reInvent, because there you'll really get that deep dive into these services that you might have not had from the learnings. These things are constantly being updated and curated, new services are being releases. reinvents the key pedestal for AWS to come out and really show the ins and out of these services, and something might resonate with you there. And then lastly, take a look and try and find an exam readiness workshop. This is something that AWS hosts both in person and online. So if you're somebody who wants to sit down and really get that check the box of, hey, I'm ready to do this, take a look at that because that might be up your alley. But Ben, that's kind of all the tricks and tips that I had, some that I wish I used and some that I would use moving forward. But yeah, I mean, if you take everything there, I think you're in a really good spot.
I hope you all found today's conversation very informative. I am very excited to segue into today's guest segment. I hope you all enjoy.
Perfect. I do want to introduce our guest by telling a bit of a story. And it was my experience taking the Solution Architect Associate exam. You know, to make a long story short, right, a lot of test anxiety. It's a very complex exam for, you know, my level of AWS at the time. to make a long story short, did not pass the first time around. You know, the solution architect team that we work with at AWS, they have to pass, you know, consistently as many exams as they can. So they're always studying for an exam. They honestly have all the best tips and tricks. And learning from the solution architects and kind of how they go about it really helped prepare me my second time around to pass with flying colors. So with that being said, Sheree, feel free to jump on. I would love just to for you to give a background of, you know, your AWS expertise, but also the AWS certifications that you have, just to kick off the guest segment.
Awesome. Hello, everyone. Happy Friday. My name is Shivitya. I also go by Sri. I'm a solutions architect at Amazon Web Services. And I've been at AWS for 2 years now, and it's been pretty cool. I work with small, medium businesses. And since then, I've obtained 6 different AWS certifications, starting off with the Cloud Practitioner exam, the fundamental. Then starting off right after that, I got the Solution Architect Associate. Into my first year, I also got the AWS Associate Developer exam. And then I also studied the Data Engineer and then got my Machine Learning specialty as well this year.
Congratulations, first of all. That is a long resume of accolades that are incredibly important. So congrats there. I would love, just out of question, this is curiosity kind of going off the board, but out of all your certifications, what's been your most favorite you've gotten so far? And then also, what has been the most challenging, kind of hand in hand there?
Yeah, I would say the Data Engineer Associate was my favorite exam to take. I felt like I actually understood the fundamentals and basics because I come from a data science background. So I understood a lot of the concepts. All the services were clicking in my head. So it felt like the perfect exam for me. The hardest exam I had to study for was actually the machine learning specialty. Since it is a specialty, you do need to have lots of expertise in working with the services, either deploying them on the console or just reading through the documentation and understanding the core concepts and what each service has with its features and just understanding what machine learning is. And it took me quite a while to understand and grasp the concepts, but did end up passing the cert, thankfully. So it was good.
What a great exam to pass to. I think machine learning is something that my time in SMB was top of mind for my customers, and even in enterprise, I'm finding ways that these enterprises are trying to reinnovate how they approach some of their challenges through machine learning. So that's a great specialty to get. Ben, I think you had some questions for Sheree around our new certification for AI. Is that correct? Yeah.
Exactly. And that's very exciting, right? So essentially the main foundational exam, and this is for folks, once again, who don't have experience with AWS to, you know, get started, essentially. It was the Cloud Practitioner, very high level of AWS and the different cloud services. Now the new, you know, foundational exam is going to be focused on AI. You know, Sheree, I'm curious to get your thoughts here. What can we expect from the AI Practitioner certification?
Like you guys mentioned, it is an exciting recent addition to the AWS certification program, the AI Practitioner. It basically refocuses on artificial intelligence and machine learning, where you can continue to transform your industries and drive innovation because there's a growing demand for AI. So the skills and knowledge that it validates is being able to explain machine learning concepts, techniques with using AWS services. You can also learn more about handling data engineering, exploring data analytics, feature engineering, even building, training, tuning, and deploying machine learning models using AWS services.
And I think this is something, Ben, that a lot of our customers are going to make the strides to accomplish, especially heading into the next 12 to 24 months, even the next 6 months. I know you and I have had a couple episodes now about AI, generative AI. This is something that's in all conversations. So put yourself in the shoes of somebody who's chasing this exam. This is exactly what I alluded to earlier. Having that foundation level of what to expect in a conversation when you have this accolade, it really boasts the potential of that from an internal perspective as well as external. So I think Sri highlighted some really good aspects of this exam. I guess taking that one step further, Sri, is, this is kind of broad, but who should be pursuing this exam, this certification? Is there any titles that come to mind or industries?
Yeah, so if you are a machine learning engineer and you're interested in how AWS works with machine learning models, I would definitely recommend them. Data scientists, software developers, even solutions architect, or actually any professionals involved in building, deploying, and managing machine learning models, or interested in AI ML services in the cloud, they should take the AI Practitioner because it is a foundational certification, and you get the 100, 200 level information and knowledge.
Perfect. And Sri, I'm curious to get more of your perspective, right? I know this is a very new exam, and I'm kind of comparing it to the cloud practitioner. Usually there's a lot of focus on, your fundamental AWS services, such as, EC2, S3, load balancers, RDS. What AWS services should, folks who are interested, really be focused on and studying when it comes to like what AWS offers for, Gen AI, artificial intelligence and such?
Yes. So if you go into the AWS certifications homepage, there's an exam guide that goes into detail exactly what types of questions are going to be asked. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's an appendix where it talks about the AWS in-scope services and features that you should study for. For example, with the analytics side, you have AWS Glue, AWS LakeFormation, Amazon QuickSight, Redshift. But with the machine learning aspect, you should go into learning about Amazon Bedrock, Amazon Kendra, Amazon Q, Amazon SageMaker, Amazon Transcribe, and so many more services.
Would love to know what exactly folks can do to train to build that confidence up for taking the exam. What do you recommend? What have you used in the past? I'm just curious in that regard.
Yeah, so the AWS certifications and trainings is a really cool program that is provided to our customers or people who are interested in just learning about the AWS cloud. We do have quite a few recommendations for learning resources and training paths. For example, you can explore the AWS AI ML workshops. There's sample projects and tutorials on services like Amazon SageMaker, Amazon CodeWhisper, Amazon Bedrock. There's also some white papers and blog posts that we constantly are updating on the newest and latest developments and best practices that are available through a quick Google search. You can also take preparation courses that covers key concepts and services for the AI Practitioner certification.
Perfect. And Sri, just to wrap our guest segment up for today, I want to leave on this note. What is the secret sauce, if you will, that you're able to pass all these certifications? Do you have a unique tip or trick that folks listening today can leverage?
Yeah, so my ideal way of studying for these certifications is starting off with a game plan, like how many days I have to prepare for an exam and planning out each day on what I want to study, if it's based off of services or concepts from the exam, and then going through different third-party services or online exam questions that are available that you can watch videos that explain to someone who is new or someone who is expertise in these industries or fields to go into the objectives and explanations of what each service is, and just taking a bunch of practice exams. Highly recommend taking as many practice exams as possible because the more practice you get, the better you are going to be at answering those questions.
Sheree, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you having me on. I think having somebody who's been there, done that, and has such a long list of accolades really drives home the importance of these exams, and really appreciate it, like I said. And we'll probably talk to you soon, I can imagine.
Yes, thank you for having me on the podcast. It was really exciting to be a part of this and explain to people that this is something that is obtainable and it's a really great start to getting more advanced and learning more about AI ML on the cloud.
Incredible. Ben, what'd you think? That was really good in terms of just the value and the points Sri was able to drive home.
Yes, and I definitely took a few mental notes of some of the best practices I could use to pass my next AWS certification. So, Sri, once again, thank you so much. Just to reemphasize the key points, I think it's important to once again understand the path of the different AWS certifications, which one's going to be the best fit for you on getting started, and then just building upon those skills is really the name of the game. Hayden, curious to hear your big takeaway.
Yeah, I think the big thing that I had is just understanding where exactly you want to go from an industry perspective or from a service perspective. The one thing I learned is having that specialty cert on Sri's case, machine learning. That is something that I think really drives home your confidence in these conversations and allows customers and your internal teams to really trust your input in regards to these into these issues. So I enjoy that. I personally will set a stretch goal for myself to get a specialty exam at some point of my tenure in the cloud space. So hold me accountable to that, Ben, but we'll see what happens. I want to really just highlight a few things moving forward in terms of Cloud with the Chance of Awesome. Re:Invent's coming up. It is November 27th through Friday, December 1st. This will be Ben and I's third annual Re:Invent recap. This is an episode that drums up a lot of attention. We'll highlight everything you missed, everything you need to know wrapping up the event. So make sure you stay tuned to that. If you can, please do attend. It's in Ben's home area of Las Vegas, so he's familiar with what all that has to entail and how great the event is. But yes, I just want to highlight that a huge event for us. We're very excited to share that episode with you when it comes. Put that on your calendar. Anything else,
Perfect. That's
Ben?
a great. No, I would just reiterate, feel free once again to tune in to re:Invent. We'll have that episode ready just with the recap. But secondly, for the folks who are working with AWS, hey, I have this initiative, this use case. Feel free once again to leverage your AWS account team or talk to AWS partners such as Avahi. We are excited to connect with you, learn more about your use cases, and show you how we could really accelerate those the key items and priorities that you have.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of Cloudy with a Chance of Awesome. See you next time.